prochaine question. Amy Johnson.
A couple of questions for you. In speaking with Laurent Dauphin just a moment ago, he talked about, particularly after seeing Belleville adjust to Laval's play on Tuesday night and play a very different game, he stated that it was really going to be up to the veterans tonight to be sure that they're solid in the systems and setting the example and getting out there and doing what the Laval Rocket needs to do to combat that adjustment from Belleville. Can you expand on that and just how much are you relying in a season where you're constantly having to rotate your roster lineup every night and introduce young players? How much are you really relying on those veterans to set the tone?
Well, I do, of course, because they have a better understanding of the AHL, obviously. And I think they've been doing a really good job with the young guy, to be honest. If you look at the lines and you look at it again tonight, I've been putting young guys with veteran, like mix and matching. And you have to understand, pro player, it's their career too. You know, I had a discussion with a couple of guys and they tell me, like, you know, like, I'm concerned about next year. I want to make sure I have a contract. I want to, like, that's their enterprise. And they've been so good at understanding where we are with the pandemic and what's the reality of my job this year. They've been great to understand that, you know, they're going to play with two young guys and they have to for the moment being. So, of course, I'm rallying on them to lead the way. And I cannot say they didn't lead the way, to be honest. Like, last game, let's not go overly crazy about last game. They did a couple of adjustments. We realize it with maturity. They did adjustment after the first game, too. Don't kid yourself. And we still had the same result because we had an older, more mature lineup that adjusted. It was the same game, all three games. Tie game, but we had more maturity in the lineup, more continuity, more timing, more chemistry. And now obviously when you shuffle the deck like I have to do now, chemistry and experience, you know, can cost you. That being said, we're moving forward from last Tuesday, like I said, and we're looking forward for the veteran that are going to be in the group to do very well. But I cannot say the veteran let us down last game either, you know, in some way. They weren't great, some of them had, but it was not a lack of effort or a lack of understanding. It's a bit of lack of execution and a few turnover that cost us a lot.
Kind of outside of tonight's game, there was the news that came out yesterday from the ECHL that the Brampton Bees had announced that they'll be folding at the end of this season. Can you talk from an AHL standpoint of, you know, we've talked so much about how fortunate it is that all of the leagues are playing right now, at least at the pro level, and just how special that is and how fragile it is for hockey teams to be trying to push forward through such an odd season and the financial risk that's there.
You know what? This is the, you know, I'm talking to you guys about hockey all, you know, and fine tuning and getting better versus Belleville. And that's my job. And that's, you know, and I've told you from, in the beginning, I'm not a coach right now. I'm a teacher. You know, I got an academy. I'm teaching the guys. And as we go forward, probably we'll be able to coach a little more in a different way. But we're dealing with a world pandemic. There's our story on the TV every day. And that's why I got to stay put to what I said when the pandemic's going to, I'm going to work with the guys. We're going to teach them. I'm not going to be, if they work hard and if they do what they have to do, I'm not going to go down on them. It's down enough as it is. And the reality of player here is a concern for some of them. So, like, teams are folding. Some team in the East Coast not playing. The WHL, the OHL are doing everything they can to get started. Mm-hmm. And I see how it is for us as the pro level, how hard it is and demanding. And you know, they're hard days. And I cannot imagine what the nurse and the doctor and people have been going for months. I have so much respect for all of them. Like what they got to do right now. Like there's not one ounce of me that's going to complain because I got 35 players. Do I have to adjust? Yeah, but there's people fighting to keep our health system in order, you know? And so you're right. I mean, I talked with Joe Cox. I'm checking with all the player we had. Joe Cox, he went to work. I mean, he's not playing hockey anymore. And Joe was great with us last year. He could be a good pro player. It's the new reality. Alex Alain decided to go back to school because said, you know what? This is, you know, make me realize that I got to go back to school and finish what I wanted to do at one point. So you're right. Like, there's always mix of me saying, yeah, I'm doing this and I'm going to do it with the guys because they deserve it. But there's a reality of we're dealing with a big picture.
Excellent. Thanks very much. Bon match as well.
Merci, Amy. Stéphane Leroux.
Ouais, juste confirmer, écoute, j'ai bien de misère avec mon Internet un matin, ça saute quand tu parles un peu. T'as-tu parlé tantôt dans tes changements des gardiens de but ou l'utilisation que tu vas faire avec Caden? On y a parlé hier, tu sais, puis c'est lui ce soir, quoi.
Oui, Caden va y aller ce soir. On trouve que la cédule en ce moment était favorable, surtout que la semaine prochaine, avec 4 matchs en 6 soirs, là, on devrait voir tous les gardiens de but, là, à moins que quelque chose arrive. Là, parce que la réalité, il faut que je sois transparent aussi avec le concept de la Ligue américaine cette année. Là. Je peux pas vous dire qui, quand, quoi, mais la stratégie de cette semaine, Steph, était très simple. Là. Je donne de la place aux jeunes d'aller. Là, au-delà des performances qu'ils peuvent avoir des fois ou être fatigués un peu, je veux qu'ils vivent la Ligue américaine rapidement à un certain niveau. Fait que c'est pour ça que j'ai hâte le même groupe de jeunes attaquants cette semaine. Puis les vétérans font une rotation. Je peux dire que la semaine prochaine, ça va être une histoire différente là, avec 4 matchs en 6 soirs. Fait que, dans la gestion, là, j'ai toujours un plan là, à court, moyen, long terme. Là. Le plan à court terme, c'était ça, mais j'avais un autre plan en arrière de la tête la semaine prochaine. Fait que, on va y aller avec Caden. Ça lui donne 2 matchs cette semaine. Fait que je pense que ça va être bon. Ça va lui donner... un peu de rhythm. Michael était très bon. Puis Danchenkov, entre vous et moi, fait très bien ça là, depuis le début. Là. Je trouve que même il y a une progression dans son ajustement à la petite glace, les jeux plus rapides. Puis c'est un gardien d'expérience. Il ne faut pas le sous-estimer. Là. Fait qu'on va, on va continuer avec Caden ce soir. Mais le plan, c'est d'aller avec une stratégie différente la semaine prochaine. À toutes les positions, Steph, on va faire une stratégie différente la semaine prochaine.
Puis dans le meilleur des mondes, sur 36 games, ça serait combien pour Caden? Non, mais tu parles de court, moyen, long terme. Ça, c'est plus du long terme. Mais on se pose toujours cette question-là avec Carey à Montréal aussi.
C'est de donner deux. Ça serait de donner deux, dépendant du voyagement et tout, de donner quelques départs par semaine. Tu comprends-tu?
C'est ça.
La Ligue américaine, des fois, la cédule ne te le permet pas parce que tu vas le brûler l'an passé. Je me souviens, au début de l'année, j'en ai déjà parlé. Le monde me disait « Pourquoi tu ne le mets pas? Pourquoi tu ne le mets pas? » Il est jeune, on a une cédule éreintante. Puis, tu sais, faut que j'aimais mieux protéger Caden que d'aller avec... Puis oui, Caden allait super bien. Bien, c'est ça qu'on veut qu'il aille bien. Si l'autre gardien de but a plus de difficultés, bien là, on va travailler avec lui, mais... On ne changera pas tout notre plan dans la Ligue américaine, une ligue de développement. Fait que là, pour lui, Caden, Steph, ça va être le plan de lui donner du millage par week, mais pas le mettre dans une position vulnérable où là, on le fait juste jouer pour le faire jouer. Puis là, on va y aller un peu sec le field. Comment lui, il n'a pas joué non plus depuis un an, là, la fatigue. Puis tu sais, je le vois avec les jeunes joueurs. Là, Teasdale, pour moi, mercredi, ça a été. Mardi, ça a été difficile. Le gars n'a pas joué depuis 2 ans. Là. Fait que, tu sais, ça a été un match, puis il me l'a dit tout de suite, là, j'ai assez une bonne relation avec parce que ça y est rentré dedans, il n'a pas joué. Bon, là, je le remets ce soir, j'ai hâte de voir. Après ça, on va gérer la semaine prochaine avec lui différemment, comme on fait avec Caden, comme on le fait avec tous les joueurs.
Merci.
Merci.
We'll take 2 more questions, 1 per reporter, please. Jared Book and Grant McCagg. Jared, you're up.
Hi, Joel. Just to confirm, the only changes up front are going to be the 4 veterans in, 4 veterans out?
Yes. Right. Yes.
Thanks.
Going to be it. Like I said in French, we had a plan this week to give it to the young guys. And, you know, it's going to be a tough week for them because, you know, it have 2 games this week. And I wanted them to have 2 weeks and the mileage. And even if some of them maybe struggle a little more on Tuesday, it was either their first game or so. It's okay to get them back. It's how they react tonight, how they adjust. It wouldn't be fair for a young guy early after missing so much hockey to just, you know, squeeze them out. And I'm not going so much on performance as much as teaching the guy and make them live the AHL. And the veteran have been outstanding to understand that. That's why I'm making them play 1 game out of 2. But don't kid yourself. Next week going to be a different plan.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Last question, Grant McCagg. Grant, you're up.
Yeah, that sort of answers my question there. I was just like, the guys, Vedemo had played pretty well in the first couple of games, so I'm gathering that you know, sitting out the vets was more a question of just giving opportunity to the young lads and to keep evaluating the roster and not so much their performance in any regard, right?
100%. I had a Zoom call with this veteran on Sunday night to explain my plan for the next 5 days. Joe Blendeci, Veilleux could add 5 goals last weekend. Venmo had 2 goals. Even like it has nothing to do. Baddock played a great game last game. Like it had nothing to do with their performance. It was already set. I even showed them. I even told them why they were playing that game versus that game. Lynch was really good last weekend too. It was about, like you said, giving the young player some game under them early where there was space between games. So like I said in French, let's say Teasdale, really good the first 2 games, wasn't as good last game. And I know Teaser since 16, so he knows it. I talked, I wasn't good. He goes, the 2 years without playing really got to me on Tuesday. So now I gave him a chance to reset. We talked about it. Now let's see how he does on Friday. And it's just part of being a pro. But the poor kids, they haven't done it for a year. And so it's their first year. So that's why Mysak, Arsem, Harvey Pinard, and Ilonen, and we're giving them back again, and the veteran are flip-flopping. But next week, it'll be a different strategy overall. You have to understand, I got to manage this with a big picture. But again, I cannot thank the veteran enough that we're understanding. And you should see them in practice, you know, when they weren't playing. There is, like, everybody is telling me, oh, boy, you got to have a lot of guys unhappy and pouting. There's no guy pouting. They understand the plan. They realize where we're going, and they realize that those kids needs to play because they were those young guys, and it's one game. It's not like the whole season. So you're totally right. It was a strategy from the start. And even if we lost, not changing the plan because we lost Tuesday. It was decent. It was actually a good game in a lot of ways. A little mistake hurt us here and there. I'm not changing the plan. They're going to get the mileage again because we need those kids down the road, and they need to get their feet wet in the AHL.
Merci, Joël, et merci à tous. Bonne journée.